Who doesn't want to be a millionaire? Well, actually, there are people like Michael Bloomberg and Bill Gates. They're billionaires already. They don't need to be millionaires. And for the rest of us, being a millionaire really isn't what it used to be, no longer so exclusive. And $1 million is literally worth less because of inflation and a weak dollar. Still, a new survey about millionaires inspired Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca to come up with what could be the most useless index of the value of $1 million. Mike, show us the money.
Every few months, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan goes before Congress to issue his board's monetary report, and he usually talks about inflation. Greenspan is seen as a guru, that's true, and he does hold a doctorate from NYU. But for a real explanation of inflation, one needs to consult another doctor, Dr. Evil.
We hold the world ransom for $1 million.
Don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days.
As Evil's number two was hinting in Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, $1 million from the time Evil was frozen in 1967 to the present would be about $5 million adjusted for inflation. However, Evil's new ransom of $100 billion greatly outstripped inflation. He is Evil. Also outstripping the pace of inflation is the pace of creation of millionaires. George Walpner is the president of the Spectrum Group.
At the moment, millionaires being defined as a million and above, there are about 7.5 million.
7.5 million millionaires is the most millionaires the Spectrum Group has ever uncovered in its annual tally of millionaires, which counts assets apart from primary residence. The previous high coincided with the stock market success of the late 90s. Today's millionaires are catered to as never before, and as such have become a pretty demanding bunch, according to Walpner, whose company not only counts the millionaires, but also tries to service their financial needs.
They are far more knowledgeable and sophisticated in 2005 than 10 years ago, because one, there is more in terms of the neighbors to talk to, millionaire next door. More importantly, though, between the internet and the media, there's far more knowledge available at their fingertips, and they take advantage of it.
This all suggests that while it's thrilling to have $1 million, it's no longer unusual. According to the latest surveys, there are more than twice as many millionaires in America as there are Episcopalians. To really understand just how mundane millionaires have become, we need to go back to 1985. Live Aid raised money for famine relief. Pete Rose surpassed Ty Cobb's hit record, and a man by the name of Mikhail Gorbachev taught us all how to laugh again. No, wait, I'm sorry. Gorbachev became premier of the USSR. Richard Pryor was the funny guy in a movie called Brewster's Millions. Here's the one line from that movie which tells you the whole plot.
You have 30 days in which to spend $30 million. If you can do it, you get $300 million. But if you fail, don't get diddly.
This movie was based on a 1903 novel which had Brewster spending $1 million. In 5 movie versions, all the way through 1961, Brewster was always having to spend $1 million, or the equivalent in pounds sterling in the British version. For decades, $1 million meant something. But by making Pryor spend $30 million in 1985, a broad comedy co-starring Yakov Smirnoff officially announced to the world what we know today. The millionaire has lost his iconic status. Let that be a comfort to you as you tear through the circular on Double Coupon Day. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
That's the day-to-day theme you're hearing back there. It was composed by Greg Smith. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.